Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's me again. Before this episode, I just quickly wanted to do a check-in and tell you guys that I have not had anything to heal in 2 weeks or so since the last healing session, which I talked about on the podcast. And I'm just taking it super easy mentally because I realize that sometimes when you are constantly discovering new things about yourself, healing past wounds, it can feel super overwhelming and just like a lot. And these past 2 weeks, I've been just cruising, and honestly, I feel so good because I'm like, ugh. Finally, I feel like I got everything that I needed to discover up until now, kind of done and dealt with. Now I'm just enjoying this time because I know sooner than later, something else is going to come up and I'm going to have to be like, here we go again, which honestly, I truly appreciate everything that, you know, has come up and everything that I've healed from my past. But the past month or so, it was just so much at once that I was truly overwhelmed by the end of it. And I just really wanted to be where I am now, kind of not taking anything too deep or too serious. Because yeah, it is part also of the healing journey to take care of ourselves. And I was kind of getting to a point where I was like, this is not healthy for me. Also, I have to enjoy my life, because if I'm always healing something, if I'm always digging into my childhood and healing past wounds, then I'm constantly in this kind of mode where it's very Okay, we'll just have to scrape that. I will come back to that word too. Introspective? No, okay, no, still that don't have it. Anyways, I go really deep into myself, and it's a lot of internal things and emotional and feelings, and it's just like, ugh, yeah, it's a lot. But anyways, I'm cruising now and I'm super happy. I've been just doing really basic meditations and continuing with my regular routine. But yeah, wanted to update you guys on that. And I don't know if you all are into astrology and the birth chart and all of these things, but this year is my Saturn return, which honestly terrified me for like 3 weeks when I found that out. But I'm starting to see where it's leading me. And I think by the end of it, I will be grateful and happy. And I think part of the healing the past couple months was kind of about that. This new Saturn return experience starting. Because I guess they say that it's a time of change, a time of taking old layers and layers of ourselves and really realizing what is there to meant to be there for you, what we should let go. And I honestly really feel that energy in my life right now, and especially because this year I'm going to Brazil, and it's going to be my first time going back to Brazil in 11 years, and I'm literally a whole new person. I'm a complete different person. And last time I was there, I had no self-awareness. I was still just so, I really didn't have an understanding of who I was or what life meant for me. I hadn't yet made my own conclusions of what life was for me. And now I just have such a much deeper understanding of why I'm here, my passions, my dreams, what life means to me, what I want out of this experience. And it's just, going to be super interesting going back to Brazil and experience it with a whole new lens. And for most part, I'm super excited. I think it's going to be super emotional. Even sometimes when I think about it, I can just start crying because I can picture myself doing things that I used to do when I was young, and I'm so disconnected from that person, from my young self, in the sense, like in the physical sense, because it's been such a long time since I haven't been there physically. Emotionally, I've been doing a lot of work to reconnect with that younger version of myself, but it's been such a long time since I've been in those neighborhoods, just seeing where I've come from. And I think it's going to also be super cool for Hilmar that is coming with me, and also my friend Elma and his mom, because they're going to see a whole different place in the world, that especially they're all from Iceland. I think for them it's just going to be such a shock, and probably going to make them understand me better as well, I think, because yeah, so much of who I am obviously stems from where I've come from, and I think I have such a strong, deep gratitude towards life, and I'm such a hustler. I'm always working hard, taking on new opportunities, because I know what it's like to come from a place that has no opportunities for 99.9% of the people. And here I am, I've given this opportunity to live a whole new life, to be able to dream bigger, have a career that not many people can have. And it's just so surreal to me that, yeah, I'm currently having this experience, and I'm just so grateful that even though where my life started wasn't the most, I guess, it was extremely beautiful, but it wasn't the place where it gave me many opportunities, but then I was capable of receiving that, and now I'm taking full advantage of it, and yeah, it's just going to be super, 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 super interesting and extremely emotional. Let's just say that. Anyways, so since we've been talking about a lot of things on this podcast unrelated to fashion, I kind of wanted to bring it back to what our brand is, what my brand is, and what we're doing to even have this podcast, which, you know, it is connected to the brand. So I did want to come here and talk about what it's like to make a collection from start to finish, because my friends were telling me, how is it that do you even do that? Because they don't see the process that goes behind the scene. Basically, one day I'm like thinking about something, and then the next day, boom, I have a collection. But yeah, I have my calendar here with me, and yeah, I kind of want to share with you guys a little bit of the behind the scenes of what it's like. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Okay. So, what is it like to make a collection start to finish? Honestly, the process is super interesting. And at the beginning, I literally was just doing like whatever, no structure, was just doing whatever I could with what I have. And for example, with the white shirt, I think it took me 8 months to think of the idea and launch it. I swear it was like 7-8 months. It was ridiculous. I mean, let's take into consideration that we're also running on Spanish time. So that means that things take a little bit longer than usual. And that wasn't even a collection. That was literally one piece. So lots was learned after that, we can say. But this year, I think, is this year and a little bit of last year is really when I nailed the system down. And I was like, okay, I got this. And I realized that a collection needs 3 months. The first month is usually the thinking, the designing, the ideas, the mood boards, and just all of the planning that goes into making a collection. And not only the planning, but also the sampling. So this was in March, end of February. Basically, as soon as I launched the tracksuit, I had maybe 2 weeks off. And I was like, okay, it's time to start thinking about the next collection. And it's so interesting because I saw a photo of Marion Hewitt, the founder of Summer Fridays, the skincare brand. And literally, after seeing that photo, the location was Saint-Tropez. She was wearing a shirt, kind of like the white shirt, open up, with a tube top and shorts, and there was a little car behind her. And ever since I saw that photo, I was like, this is the vibe. We're going to South of France and we're going to make a collection inspired by the South of France. And I literally took that idea and I ran with it. I knew that I wanted to work with linen because I had never worked with linen before. Also, I knew that it's the kind of fabric that is perfect for summer. So I was like, okay, we're going to Saint-Tropez and we're going to wear linen, because not only it is a summer, the perfect fabric for summer, but it also has this super luxury vibe that we're going for. Oh my God. So that's kind of what I had decided on. And then luckily I have this amazing community who helps me out with every collection on Instagram on the polls. So then I was kind of thinking, okay, do we do trousers? Do we do shorts? Do we do long sleeve shirt? Do we do a dress? Do we do a skirt? Do we do a top? I was kind of just thinking about, okay, you know, let's brainstorm a little bit of different designs. And I knew that I wanted to make a set. That was from the get-go. I was like, I want to make a set. Either it was going to be the shorts with either the long sleeves or the short sleeves, or the trousers with the long sleeve shirt or the short sleeve shirt. In the end, I decided, okay, let's do one opposite to the other. So let's do the trousers. So something more covered, but then let's do on top the shirt with short sleeves to kind of balance it out, because at the end of the day it is summer and it would be a little bit weird to be wearing a full suit, trousers and a long sleeve shirt. So I kind of settled on that, and I knew that I wanted for the shirt the color to be super exaggerated but also very elegant. And that kind of took me a while to kind of figure out, okay, how are we going to make this, because there's so many ways to make a color for a shirt that I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? So it took me some time, and then the shirt was actually the first piece that I made. And then I made the shirt and I was like, yay, I loved it. And my friends tried it, they thought it was super cute, so I was like, okay, we're going with this. And then after that was the trousers, which was so interesting because originally I had a different idea. I had gone thrift shopping with my friend and we had seen these pants that I really liked, and instead of a button up, it tied with some strings, and it was an interesting concept. But then when I made the first sample with this other way of tying it with some strings around the waist. I thought, okay, this is cool, but I don't know if it's going to be super comfortable. And I'm not sure if this looks elegant either, because I really wanted to look elegant and also comfortable. And I thought, okay, if they can adjust the strings and it doesn't have to be closed with a button that it only stays one certain way, then it's going to be more comfortable. But it wasn't looking very elegant. So then I was like, okay, what about, I didn't want to make the whole waist with elastic, because I feel like when you have a elasticated waistband, sometimes it takes away from the elegance because it becomes too casual. And I really wanted the elevated, elegant look, because like I said, we were going to Saint-Tropez, we were going to South of France. So we needed to keep that in mind in all aspects of these pieces. So I was like, okay, what about if we put half of the elastic in the back? That way it's still comfortable. We can still, you know, maybe eat some amazing food, maybe full up a little bit and still feel a little bit comfortable, right? Because there would be extra room for the elastic to expand. So it wouldn't be this exact same size around the waist with, you know, if only it was just a zipper with no elastic band in the back. So then when I decided that and I made those pants and you guys saw it, literally I received so many replies to my story. Everybody was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And everybody was loving it. I was loving it. And my friends got to try it. They loved it. And every person who tried it literally said, these are the perfect linen pants. And I was like, they literally are. They literally are perfect. I was so happy, because sometimes, especially with pants, with trousers, anything that has a lot of structure and shape, it can be very difficult to get it right. So I was super happy that they were fitting everybody really well. And when I went to my clothing manufacturer, the woman who helps me make a few of my pieces, when I tried them on in front of her, she told me, these look amazing. And she complimented me on the way that I had done them. And I was like literally melting inside, because she's a professional. She's been in the industry for 20 plus years, literally a pro. And for her to compliment me, somebody who never went to school, who basically has been self-taught, well, yeah, not basically, like 100% self-taught through YouTube, mentors, all these other things, practice. When she complimented me, it was such a big deal, because, yeah, you know, like when you don't have the experience, well, when you don't go to school, when you don't study something, sometimes you can feel like, okay, maybe I'm not good enough because I don't have the degree. But that moment really reassured me. Okay, you don't need to go to school. Look, just, I've been sewing for the past 7 years, just through experience. This is where it's led me, to the point where I can actually make things that fit well and look really nice. It only took 7 years. But here we are. What can I say? No, yeah. No, it was amazing. It was such a good feeling. So then I had these two pieces done and I was like, yes. Then I knew I also wanted to incorporate some bamboo pieces in it, because we love the bamboo. And I felt like it was going to be a great addition to the linen to kind of balance it off, to have different textures, and yeah, for one piece to complement the other. And then I started working on the bamboo designs, and I knew I wanted to make a few tops, so I decided that I was going to make about 3 tops. And first I made the keyhole, which you guys were also super excited about that. And it was so funny, because I made the keyhole and I thought you could only wear it one way. And then after wearing it and trying it on, as I usually do, I experiment with different ways to wear it. And literally now there's 4 ways to wear it. And also it's reversible. So 4 ways to wear it, reversible. So that means there's 8 ways to wear it, which I was so excited about that. I was like, yes. I literally love nothing more when you can wear something different ways. I'm literally obsessed about that. And I'm going to say literally again because literally I am. And I'm sorry for repeating that. Oh my God. I'm totally obsessed. I don't know what to do anymore. And then after the linen, And then after the bamboo keyhole, I think I made the halter. Yes, I made the halter top. And I thought the halter was kind of going to be a little bit basic. But then when I tried it, I was like, damn, this looks super nice. Also, again, reversible, 3 ways to wear it. I was super happy about that. And recently I made a reel with it. And I just loved how it was styled with jeans. Because, yeah, I just love that look so much because it's kind of casual but elevated at the same time, especially if you put, you know, cute little high heels or sandals with a bag and glasses. It just was a whole look. I loved it. And then after that was the reversible wrap crop top, which you've seen. The reel has kind of, I'm not going to say it's gone viral, but it's a lot of people have seen it, and it's been the most ordered item so far from this drop, apart from the linen pants and the scarves. They're kind of like the 3 thriving at the moment. And yeah, it's so crazy because that was the last piece that I made, and it's the love of my life. Oh my God. No, I just love that top so much. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I don't care what you say. I'm obsessed. I love it. Just all the different ways that you can wear it. It's just so perfect because it's like a top that you can have for all different occasions. You can have the way that it's crossed in the front with a little bit of cleavage, maybe to go out, you know, party, have fun with your friends, dancing, blah, blah, blah. And then the other way that you just tied in the front, maybe it's a super cool top to go to the beach. And then the other way that is more covered in the front, which is probably the way that I will wear the most because I'm most comfortable when I have no cleavage, is just the basic, such a basic crop top. But not only you have that, you have these 2 other ways that you can wear, plus more because it's reversible and you can have it in 3 different colors. And then it just is such a top that you can get so much out of it. And this is what I love about it. You can get so much out of it. You can literally wear it maybe to the beach, then to a wedding with a long skirt. You have so many possibilities with the top for styling. And yeah, it was just a really exciting moment for me. I really loved making that top, as you can hear it in my voice. Okay, and then maybe we can talk about the scarves now. And then the scarves. So since we're going to south of France and we're going to be on a yacht, we need to have a silk scarf because who doesn't go to a yacht without a scarf? Silk scarf. Nobody. Oh my God. Nobody goes to a yacht without a silk scarf. You heard it here first. And obviously, you know, it kind of, this happened a perfect timing. This collection was perfect for that. I had been thinking about it, but I really needed somebody to help me with these scarves because I have no, what you can say, I don't have any of the skills of these kind of like programs on Adobe and these kind of things that can make these kind of scarves. So this is where Ukla came into the picture, my dear friend Ukla, and was like, okay, I'll collaborate you with the scarf. And she was, honestly, without her, this couldn't have happened because she set up the whole scarf, how it was going to look like. She also did the monogram letters, one under the other, which is something that we have been dying to have. And she basically set up the whole scarf. And then we were like, her and I kind of like choosing the colors together. Okay. And then we chose the colors based on what we had already used in the past with the previous collection. So all the neutrals. So then we were like, okay, let's add beige here. Okay, let's add black here. Let's add brown there. Let's make this thinner. Let's make this bigger. Okay, move this there. Put this on the side. Like, so together we kind of did this whole editing experience. But honestly, the final product was just such a perfect addition to this collection. Without it, it wouldn't have been what it is. So I'm super grateful for Ukla. Shout out to you, baby girl, for helping make this happen. Without you, this wouldn't have been possible. I love you very much. And yeah, it was so crazy. And like I said, the trousers, the wrap crop top, and the scarves, they have been the best-selling pieces of this collection, and they are literally a whole fucking vibe. Like, they are a vibe. If you wear this outfit, you look like a boss. You look like you belong in South of France on a yacht. Okay, we got that. Okay, ref. Anyways, and then I knew I still wanted to make a few other linen pieces. My friend Madara, who she shares the co-working space in the back of the studio with me, she went to school, learned pattern making, and I was like, hey babe, do you want to help me make this pattern? So then her and I kind of make the pattern together of the dress, and I knew I wanted the square neck, because I really love how elegant that style is, and I knew it was going to be perfect for this collection. So I really wanted the square top, and I really wanted the darts on the breast to give it shape. So we kind of made that together, and it was super nice. And then, you know, throughout the experience, we were kind of thinking, oh, how is it going to tie in the back? And then also Ukla was at the studio, and she was like, maybe we can put the back in the front. And that's when we realized, oh my god, we can put the back in the front, and we can also wear both ways. Ta-da-da-da. Again, literally, I feel like this brand, what we do, like when I say we, is because I talk about we as in the community we have, because so much of what happens behind the scenes, all my friends are so involved that it's insane. I'm like, should I do this? Should I do that? What about this? What about that? And the best part about making a collection, which I've been meaning to mention, is the fact that I get to share this experience with so many of you through social media when I'm doing the polls and these kind of things. I love getting the feedback of the people, and it's just so nice that you can have an opinion. And also for the babes that live in Barcelona, they get to come and experience with me. So I'm always trying the things on them. Can you come over? Can you try this on? What do you think about this? Should I change that? What's your idea? And I just love it because it's kind of like a community experience, which also is another huge part of my brand, of what I want to do. It is having community and nurturing this community and being more than just the clothing, being a place where you can come, share your ideas, be creative, express yourself. It's so many more things than just a piece of clothing. So I love sharing that experience with all of you. It's honestly the best part. And okay, so I made the dress. So then the dress came to life. And then you guys said you wanted a skirt. So then I'm not a skirt girl, but I was like, okay, we're going to make a skirt because these babes want it. So we're going to make it happen. So the skirt came to life immediately after that. And then after that, it was just a crop, like the tube crop top, which also came at the end of it. Because, yeah, I was like, okay, maybe for the linen set, we need some kind of top to go underneath to have like a real whole matching set. And I kind of did that at the end, which again has been such a popular piece, which I'm so kind of surprised because it kind of happened at the end. And boom, it was like, okay, collection is done. I mean, it is 10 pieces, which for a girl riding solo, it was just perfect, was just enough. It was all I could manage. I could not have added more. So we have 5 pieces in linen, 3 pieces in bamboo, and 2 silk scarves. So that was kind of it, decided, done. And that was basically the whole month of March, sampling, creating the patterns, adjusting, meeting with my friends. And while the people were making the trousers and the shirt, while the atelier was making the trousers and the shirt, which took the whole month of April for them to do that, I was working on everything else. So I was working on the dress, on the bamboo. So basically the beginning of it was getting those 2 pieces that was going to be manufactured. And then I had the month while they were being manufactured, the whole April, to work on all the other pieces that I sew myself. So the linen trousers and the linen shirt is made by the atelier, and then I make everything else. And then the silk scarves were also made here in Barcelona with this company who was so incredible. I need to leave them a review. I'm honestly going to do that because they were so amazing. They were just so kind and really did everything right, were so understanding, helped me with everything. It was just perfect. You know when you love, you have such a perfect experience. And I was like, yes, I'm gonna leave them a review soon. And then May, here we are, was launch, which we launched basically the 30th of April, which was last day of the month, basically beginning of May. And on the 3rd of May, we launched on the website. And yeah, so now launch time is kind of now the marketing side of it, which is maybe making content and doing all of these things for social media, Instagram, and yeah, now I'm kind of in this month, but it's also kind of chill, you know, because I've literally been working so hard. The day that I had finished the photo shoot, oh yeah, also the photo shoot happened at the end of April, was amazing. Shout out to the team, Judith, Sydney, Steinrose, Olivia, Louise, and Cindy. You guys killed it. This was such an amazing photo shoot, and I am so happy how everything turned out. Just wanted to take a quick pause and shout them out. But yeah, now it is marketing time and a little bit of a chill time. I remember right after the photo shoot when we did, I was so tired. It took me 2 days to recover. My eyes were red for like, I don't know, a whole day. I was exhausted. I was so tired because I had been go. And I also somehow put this pressure on myself to launch a collection in 2 months, which is honestly, it's a lot. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm looking at my schedule now. So I have March sample, April trial manufacture, and then May launch. It's basically 2 months to make it all happen, which it is not a long time. Maybe I have to adjust some things here. But yeah, it's kind of like a 3-month process. When I think it is a 3-month process, it kind of makes me feel more chill. But it is a 3-month process of making it happen completely. So now I'm already starting to think about what I want to make for the next drop. Somehow I really want to make a corset, and I really want to make linen shorts because I think that's missing. I want to make a corset. I want to make linen shorts. I want to make a t-shirt. I want to make a bathing suit. I want to make a hat, and I think I want to make a bodysuit. You heard it first. You heard it first. So let's see how that's going to happen. I'm super excited about it, actually. I don't think this one's going to take too long because it's not going to be as big as this one. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited. I have some ideas. It's going to be timeless as always. Maybe it's going to be Timeless Essentials 2.0. Yeah, probably something like that. But yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe I've been talking for about 30 something minutes and I had this much to say about making this collection. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I love you so much. If you're tuning in and you've listened all the way here, you mean so much to me. I'm so grateful that you have decided to take the time today to listen to this episode. If you so kindly would maybe want to share on your social media, maybe not this episode, maybe your favorite episode, I would so much appreciate that. And I will see you next time. Goodbye.